The theme of the Great Ethiopian Millennium Run is a celebration of achievement. At a meeting with reporters 2 days before the event, Ethiopia's legendary runner Haile Gebrselassie paid tribute to the great racers he idolized as a child. And, in a tribute to him, nearly all Ethiopia's greats, past and present, were on hand as he himself was surprised with an award. There to present him a trophy for the fastest marathon time of 2006, all the way from the United States, was the director of the New York City Marathon, Mary Wittenberg.
I'm thrilled to be here for this event, which is a world-class event, one of the biggest, one of the best in the world, and an inspiration to race organizers and runners around the world. And it's a special treat to be here for the Millennium Run. And I would travel anywhere in the world to honor Haile Gebrselassie.
Wittenberg made no secret she's trying to lure Haile to run in next year's New York Marathon. She noted that the world record holder has run in 4 of the world's 5 premier marathons in London, Boston, Berlin, and Chicago, but never in New York. Haile, who may have received more awards than any other runner, seemed overwhelmed at the award. And another one he learned about days ago while watching television.
They should tell me this before. Now, I mean, I have a lot of surprise. You see, day before yesterday was the news, you know, I became, you know, a sportsman of Africa, the one, you know, just in Ghana. Hey, I was watching, you know, the news. How possible is that? Oh, thank you, really. So, wow. If I have a heart attack, you know, nearly, you know. Thank you, really.
Haile also paid tribute to the great Ethiopian runners he idolized in his youth, including the late Abebe Bikila, who won the gold medal at the 1960 Rome Olympics running barefoot, and Mirut Shifter, who at the age of 37 scored a double gold in the 5,000 and 10,000-meter runs at the 1980 Moscow Olympics. Noting that he is still only 34 years old, Haile said Mirut gave him hope that he still has a few good years ahead of him.
This is 27 years. Imagine. He's now 63. He won Moscow Olympic when he was 37. The next 3 years, I can do something. By the way, you know why I started running? Because of him.
Among other running legends who flew in to honor Haile was Briton David Moorcroft, who broke the world record at 5,000 meters in 1982 in a time of 13 minutes flat. That record has since been surpassed by many African runners, but still holds in the United Kingdom. Moorcroft noted it was in the early 1980s when African runners established themselves at the top of the international standings.
Although now you're so dominant in this continent, and Ethiopia are particularly dominant, it was great to be part and watch the emergence of African athletes.
Haile Gebrselassie told the hall, filled with runners and reporters, it should be no secret why Africans, and Ethiopians in particular, do so well in international competitions. He explained that running in Africa is not an individual sport. Here, runners work as a team.
I could win many medals because of this tactic. We Ethiopians, maybe, you know, we have a small problem, you know, between us. When we start the race anywhere, like especially World Championship, Olympic Games, we help each other. That is, you know, just our tradition.
Haile noted that scattered throughout the hall were teammates, runners who often finish second, third, or fourth in races that he wins. Those, he says, are the unsung heroes of Africa's running success. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.